First of all, we'll talk to Lisa Byrne from The Junction. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Good afternoon.
Along with Leo House. Good afternoon, Leo.
Hello.
And Jessica Webster. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
And Lisa, you're Creative Learning Manager.
That's
at The
correct.
Junction. That's a great job title. What does a Creative Learning Manager do?
So basically, it means that I design, implement and manage a programme of activity predominantly for children and young people to access the arts and learn creatively.
Because it can be hard to get a foot in the door of the arts, can't it? It's very competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's very... at the moment, I think it's crucial, you know, with the arts being cut within education, that there is opportunity for young people to still access the industry.
And you're still finding a lot of enthusiasm amongst young people for the arts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there is an appetite for it. And, you know, we do a thing called Industry Days three times a year, and where it's, you know, an opportunity for young people to see the range of careers that are available within the arts. And it's not just about performing on the stage. And that's kind of where our apprenticeships come in as well.
And a range of careers, I'm guessing, associated with the theatre as well. Like, as you say, it's not just acting and directing. There's a whole host of things you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have to manage a venue, and all of that encompasses programming, marketing, technical theatre, to box office and stewarding events and those kinds of things. So it's kind of all encompassing, really.
So how many people does The Junction employ, do you know?
We have a total staff team of around about 100, but that includes kind of our casual staff. When we do events, we need a whole team behind those. Permanent members of staff, I think we've got about 25.
Right, so lots of opportunities there. Anyway, yeah. And we've got two of your creative apprentices in the studio, Leo House and Jessica Webster. Leo, what does it mean, being a creative apprentice? It's a great title. What have you been doing?
So it's a operations apprentice. We do everything that the casual staff do on the operations team. So we do bar work, stewarding and box office work. And we've also started shadowing the duty managers. So we're getting to learn how the events are, like, done.
Put together.
From, like, a sort of behind-the-scenes kind of thing.
So it's all about learning. Have you learned a lot, Jessica?
Yeah, so much. I don't think you realise how much goes on behind the scenes of, like, a normal gig. But, yeah, it's really interesting to see what goes on behind the scenes, and you get to meet so many, like, cool people in the industry and, yeah, find out all about how to get into it.
Is it what you thought it would be?
Probably better, definitely. I don't know what I thought it would be. I don't know what I expected, but I like that every day is different. So one day we'll be on the box office, and then the next we'll be duty managing a band, and it's just nice having the different days doing different stuff. So, yeah.
And tell me a little bit about your background, how old you are and where you come from and why you're wanting to do this.
Yeah, so I'm 20 years old. I come from a town called Baldock in Hertfordshire. I was originally going to go to uni to do music promotion, but I really wanted to get straight into the industry, just because it's all about experience and sort of the music industry and events. And then I've always loved The Junction. I've come to gigs most of my early life, well, not early life, early teens. And then I just looked on their application and applied. So, yeah.
And what about you, Leo?
So I'm 19. And I also like, well, I really like The Junction as well. I think my first gig that I went to, that was when I was 11. And like, I just sort of wanted to learn how it all goes, you know, like what happens behind the scenes.
And is it what you thought behind the scenes?
Oh, there's a lot more than what I thought. 'Cause I'm in like a small band. So, like, the gigs we play, it's just sort of turn up, play some songs, get given 20 quid, leave. And there's, like, a lot more stuff goes on the higher level that I didn't know about.
And Lisa, it was interesting there, Jessica saying, you know, she could have gone to university, but actually what she chose to do was direct hands-on work. Are more young people doing that?
Yeah, I think it's it's so important now. You know, there's so many people that are going to university and then finding that they haven't got the knowledge coming out of university of that hands-on experience. And I think the apprenticeship gives you kind of the best of both worlds for that. You know, you are learning on the job, but you're still getting a nationally recognised qualification at the end of it. You know, our apprenticeships are through Creative and Cultural Skills and the National College. So, you know, it's now, I think, a really kind of valid way of getting your first foot through the door into the industry.
And what are the nuts and bolts of the apprenticeship then? How long does it go on for, and do people get paid? What are the hours? Those kinds of things.
Yeah, they absolutely get paid. That's crucial. They work with us for a full year, from October through to October. It's 40 hours a week, you know, they work in the same way that a normal permanent member of staff would work, and entitled to the same benefits, etc. We recruit in exactly the same way. So it's an application process, and they will submit an application, and then we go to interview, and then we select on the strength of interview.
So what does the junction get out of it? I mean, I know what you're going to answer because you've got two very talented people sitting in front of me now, but what really does the junction get out of it?
I mean, you know, we get fresh ideas, new perspectives from young people, and I think it's vital at the moment in the industry to be kind of generating that on the new generation of people coming through. And as I said earlier, you know, with education, there have been less and less creative learning within education. I think it's more and more important that we are bringing that new generation through to be the future leaders.
And a year, doing this for a year, Jessica, you're going to learn an awful lot, aren't you? It's not put you off.
No, I mean, it is extremely intense and long hours, but I love it. So, yeah, so I love working nights, so I think if you're into working nights mainly, then this is sort of the type of industry you should get into. But I personally don't like monotonous jobs, so like 9 to 5 in an office, so this is just perfect. You get to go around the venue and do all sorts of kind of stuff. So
have you found that, Leo, the variety of what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to not be doing the same thing over and over and over again. There is a little bit of that, obviously, as there is with every job, but most of it is extremely varied, so there's lots of stuff to do. I'd be happy doing it for 2 years.
We also get to... it's me and Leo as apprentices, and then there's another tech apprentice. In May, we start organising our own festival as well. So that's called Junkyard. So we basically just get given a budget, and we choose who we want to perform, what sort of style we want it, and it's all really down to us. So that's nice that we get that sort of event management, just us deciding what we want. So that should be good.
I think that kind of culminates all of their learning, really, throughout the year, and they're able to practically put all of that into, you know, all of that knowledge into practice with the creation of this event. And it's always really well received. It's a public event. You know, they sell tickets and have to generate their income from it. So
what an opportunity.
Well, not their income for the apprenticeship.
No, yeah. That's safe. Cruel. Your money's safe. But what a brilliant opportunity to do something like that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't see when, like, if we didn't do this, I don't know when we'd have the opportunity to do that ever. So, and as we're 19 and 20, I don't know many 19, 20-year-olds that do their own festival. So,
and where do the apprentices go on to, Lisa? Have you got, because you've been doing this for some time now?
Yeah, we've been running the apprenticeships for several years now, I think around 5 years, and we've had many kind of success stories, really. Last year or a couple of years ago, one of our apprentices went on to work for Cambridge Live as a marketing assistant, I think, and then went on to become a marketing officer full time there. We've had other people go on to work at the Arts Theatre in Cambridge. Someone else from a few years back, which was slightly before my time, went on to work to the Arts Council. And then we've had several people stay on with us in different capacities, some in full-time roles and some in casual capacities. So, you know, that there's certainly kind of a way forward from the apprenticeship.
Is there an upper age limit for applicants?
Yes, it's around 24, I think.
Oh, I should know that. Sadly, I passed that some years ago. But if people did want to apply, where should they go?
So we start to open recruitment around the end of the summer. So it's worth just keeping an eye on our website and on our social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, etc. And yeah, we advertise all of our opportunities there.
Well, good luck to you both. Nice to meet you, Jessica and Leo, and great to meet you, Lisa. So you're here till you're at the junction until October.
Yes.
Well, enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.